You're listening to 502 Fallen Angel Radio.
First motion picture studio ever set up in the world was in the yard of my laboratory at West Orange. The building evolved to follow the sun. We dubbed it the Black Mariah.
Good evening, everyone. We are here with Steve and Diane from the Cranberry Merchants. How are you guys this evening?
We are wonderful.
Just great.
And, goodness. So, tell me, how did you guys come up with Cranberry Merchants?
Well, that comes from my late father. He was quite a character, had a ton of catchphrases, and my favorite one by him was if someone was telling like big lies to his face, or he was watching politicians on TV or whatever, he would say, "They got more BS than a cranberry merchant." And I thought, that's a bad name.
Okay, that is, I have to admit, the most unique story I've heard. I mean, seriously, I didn't know Cranberry Merchants had a lot of, you know what. But anyway,
Apparently that one he encountered, I guess so. At least one. But yeah.
Wow. My. So, what inspired you guys to become a band, a duo?
Well, when we first met in college, we went to a school called the Art Institute of Atlanta. We were in a music business program there. And so we already had that interest in common. And when we got together, we, you know, had a good chemistry, both musically and personally. So shortly after we got married, we started a band. At the time, our band was called Halcyon AD. And we had another guitarist in the band at the time, too. And we started writing at that time. But, you know, we didn't get too far with it. We got a little play on college radio, that kind of thing. And, you know, life just kind of starts to happen and get in the way. So we, you know, got away from music for a while. But then this past year, we found ourselves with the opportunity of some time to put into this kind of thing. And decided to start again, a fresh band and fresh name.
Very nice, very nice. So, how long have you guys been doing this?
Well, total with our initial band, that was, you know, over 25 years ago. We did most of our work at that time, like in the mid-90s. And now with this newer band, it's just been since this past summer.
Very interesting. Very nice. And you guys already have an album out.
Yeah, we released an EP back on New Year's Day. The EP's called In the Blood.
Awesome. So, what do you guys think sets you apart?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
I would say for, you know, the way music is now, you know, most everything is, you know, artificial with, you know, the auto-tune and everything is electronic and, you know, hardly anybody actually plays instruments anymore. So I think the fact that we, you know, just play kind of straight up rock and roll is kind of what sets us apart right now.
Oh, I hear you. I mean, earlier I was listening to the Beach Boys and everything like that, and you just don't hear good old rock and roll anymore.
No.
I mean, that's why I like listening to the oldies, you know? I mean, the Big Bopper or, you know, the Four Seasons and, you know, where they have the brass instruments in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I really miss that kind of music. Because I'm a brass person myself, so I love my brass. I love my brass instruments. So, you know, I really miss hearing the saxophones and the trumpets, the trombones, the French horns, you know, that kind of thing. It's...
Yeah.
I think that really just makes a song, you know?
Yeah.
What do you guys deem as your biggest achievement?
Biggest achievement up to this point? Mm-hmm. Probably the video for the Black Mariah, I guess, the fact that we were able to actually pull that off. we weren't sure we'd be able to do that, but it one door of opportunity after another opened up, and it was just, you know, things just kind of magically fell together to make that video happen. It was great.
And it's getting a lot of views. It's doing really well on YouTube. Over 10,000 views so far, and you know, seems like it's still gaining steam.
Wow. Do you guys know how many views you have in order to start, you know, for that video to make money on YouTube?
Like a zillion or something like that.
Make any real money.
Yeah, you pretty much have to be viral. kind of like the Avengers trailer or something like that before you make any money off it. I mean, it does have to be literally a huge number like that.
Yeah, it's got to be in the millions.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, I hope you guys. I hope you.
If you want to go ahead and do it like a million times, we'd be cool with that.
Right. Definitely. Oh, definitely. so, do you guys do a lot of gigs or events?
Not at this time. Since we're only a duo, if we were to do a live show, we would have to hire musicians, and something like that in the future is certainly just not out of the question. But for right now, we're just working all the social media around as best we can, and I guess kind of letting YouTube be our stage as far as making videos and getting our face out there that way.
Oh, wow. And I believe we have a birthday today, don't we?
We do.
It is Steve's birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness. I would have exercised my voice if I would have known. Oh, goodness. So, getting into your EP here, The Black Mariah, what is that about?
It's about the world's first motion picture studio. Back in the early 1890s, Thomas Edison had invented the moving projector at the time was the kinetograph. And the Black Mariah was a really ramshackle looking building that was on the grounds of his laboratory. And it was basically a great big, kind of a barn or a tool shed looking weird, funky building that was set on a great big Lazy Susan, and the roof was hinged, so basically why it was on Lazy Susan is they could make use of the sunlight. As the sun traveled through the sky, they opened the roof and they could use that to light the stage for the performers that were in there. And basically they had all kinds of the kind of megastars of their day came through there and were filmed. A lot of vaudeville performers, people from Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, like Annie Oakley, and you know, people like that. And they were basically the world's first movie stars, as it turned out, in that building.
Oh, wow, that is really cool. I mean, you guys sound, you know, like that back then, you know, it had been really cool to be back then, you know, to be there and everything.
Yeah, we thought it was a really interesting story.
Oh, definitely, because a guy that does shows for me on my station, his radio personality name is Swampman Jack. And he's been in the music business since he was like 17.
Uh-huh.
He traveled with, you know, the likes of Bill Haley and the Comets and the Big Bopper and things like that. And he was in one of the, you know, one of those bands that, you know, never really got popular back in the day, but he still, you know, was rubbing elbows with these people, you know?
Yeah.
And to hear him tell those wonderful, true stories about these musicians, it just warms you, you know?
Yeah.
It really does. So, let's get more into your album here. You have a song called Worker and Parasite. What is that one about?
Well, that's kind of the odd track out on the EP, definitely. It's a very short piece of music. It's under 2 minutes. It started out actually as the bridge of another song that we were writing, and I was just kind of fooling around on the keyboard and tried playing it in a minor key, and it ended up just having this really sinister, menacing kind of sound to it. Both Steve and I are into a lot of history and stuff, obviously. We see a lot of documentaries about like World War II and things like that. And Steve's father is actually a World War II veteran too. And we took this sound sample of a speech that Adolf Hitler was giving, and it just fit over this really sinister piece of music. And so it ended up kind of, you know, being a tribute to the victims of that time period.
Oh, that is really cool. So what is your song Going Nowhere about?
That is about taking a road trip, about the kind of, well, mini or grand adventure you can go on, I guess, depending on who you're with and where you go and what you do, and the kind of spirit of the road, kind of like, it doesn't really matter where you go. If you're with your best friend, that's all you need.
Oh, that is amazing. So, I understand you guys are originally from Indiana.
I was born and raised there, a little bit south of Indianapolis. Diane had moved there around the time we got married. She was there for a really short time, but yeah, south side of Indianapolis and a little town called Greenwood, if any of the listeners know where that is.
I'll have to Google map it here. So where are you guys currently located?
We live just outside of Atlanta, in the suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia.
Ah, wonderful. I bet it's nice and warm down there, isn't it?
Well, probably compared to you, yeah.
Oh, yeah, northern Indiana is kind of cold. But, oh, goodness, so why don't we go ahead and...
You're listening to 502 Fallen Angel Radio. Looking to expand your brand? Searching for new customers? Do you have a new product you need to market? Take advantage of the 502 Fallen Angel Radio ad space package. No matter how big or small, your ad can be right here on our website for as little as $100 when you buy our ad space package. Just send us your ad and or the full HTML code and we'll place it right on our main webpage. Our MP3 package is the best way to get your ad on our programs. For only $40, your radio-ready MP3 commercial will be aired every 30 minutes, day and night, for 1 month. Don't have a commercial? No worries. We have you covered. We'll write you a script, then hire one of our experienced subcontracted producers to put it all together. Please contact us for a custom quote today. For more information or to purchase the 502 Fallen Angel Radio ad space or MP3 package, or both, please email us at empress200933@gmail.com, call 502-410-3305, or toll free at 888-454-0332, 260-206-0022, or even send us a fax, 502-653-4140. Fallen Angel Radio, stay connected. Listening to 502 Fallen Angel Radio. I got it on lock. 502 Fallen Angel Radio, a great place for everyone. Kicking off every morning at 7:45 a.m. is Mystic Morning Talk Show with the one and only Mistress Angie, where you can hear the latest breaking news, call in with song requests, or just chime in with your opinions. Then, at 11 a.m., Mystic Eclectic Music Show, again with Mistress Angie. You'll hear everything from hip-hop, rap, country, oldies, classic rock, or anything your little heart desires. Our Saturday news show's lineup includes four programs from Swampman Jack, the Welcome Back Swampman Jack's Oldies Music Show at 2 p.m. EST, the Country Music Show Saturdays at 3 p.m., the Jazz Show Saturdays at 4 p.m., and the Blues Bucket Saturdays at 5 p.m. On Sundays, we have the Whiskey and Cigarettes Pop and Country Radio Show with the one and only Italian Stallion, Cowboy of the Rodeo, DJ Nick at 10 p.m. You can contact the station at 502-410-3305 by calling or texting toll-free at 888-454-0332 or even by fax at 502-653-4140. Online, you can Skype Angie at 502 Fallen Angel Radio, join the chat room at our website, 502fallenangelradio.com, or tweet her at Mistress Angie 1 or 502 Fallen Radio. Mystic Mornings Talk Show and Mystic Eclectic Music Show. Stay connected. You're listening to 502 Fallen Angel Radio. Mystic Mornings talk show and Mystic Eclectic music show with your host, Mr. Sanji, brings you news from the U.S., the world, politics, sports, music, and more. Mystic Mornings talk show starts at 7:45 a.m. sharp, Monday through Friday, and Mystic Eclectic music show starts at 11 a.m. sharp. Tuesdays and Thursdays are Girl Power Days, and Fridays are TGIF Fridays. Mr. Sanji welcomes your opinion, thoughts, and comments on any topic. You can call her at 502-410-3305, by calling or texting toll-free at 888-454-0332, or even by fax at 502-653-4140. Online, you can Skype her at 502-FallenAngelRadio, join the chat room at our website, 502-FallenAngelRadio.com, or tweet her at Mr. Sanji 1 or 502 Fallen Radio. Mystic Mornings talk show and Mystic Eclectic music show. Stay connected. Welcome to my house. You're listening to 502 Fallen Angel Radio.
Hey everyone listening in on 502 Fallen Angel Radio, Mistress EG here, and I want to give a huge shout out to the very talented, sassy, and sensational Betty Jo Tucker. She is the host of Movie Addict Headquarters. Movie Addict Headquarters is great for all you movie Boston addicts. Betty always has amazing guests and stars on her show. What time, you may ask? Well, Movie Addict Headquarters is on most Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Movie Addict Headquarters. And did you know that Betty Jo Tucker is a very famous and talented author? She has 4 books for sale over on Amazon.com. Betty's most recent book, Cinema Sneezes, Rhyming About Movies, is only available as a Kindle ebook, and it's $3.99. Confessions of a Movie Addict is available as a Kindle ebook and as a paperback book. Ebook price $9.99. Paperback price $19.99. Susan Sarandon, a true maverick, is only available in paperback books, and it's $13.99. And finally, Betty's 4th book, It Had to Be Us, the romantic memoirs of Betty Jo and her husband that they co-wrote together underneath the pen names Harry and Elizabeth Lawrence. And this too is only available as a Kindle ebook for $5.99. These are amazing books and make great gifts for any occasion. So be sure to get all 4 and surprise your special someone with a great gift. And if you're not doing anything on Tuesday afternoons, then you can join me most Tuesdays at 4 p.m. sharp on Movie Etiquette Headquarters.
Listening to 502 Fallen Angel Radio. Fallen Angel Radio.
And we are back with Stephen Diane, the Cranberry Merchants. Those were interesting songs, and let me tell you what, that Worker and Parasite, definitely dark. Definitely.
Yeah.
just a little.
Just a tad, yeah. So, let's get into your rest of your song here. Let's see here. You have two more here. We have, bringing it up, In the Blood, which is, and The Beat. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Okay, well, In the Blood is the title track of our EP. That one is, it's our other vocal track on there. And that one is a little different from the rest. It's, I guess, you could say it's the closest thing we have to a little bit more political type of song. It was actually, you know, written in the late 90s when, you know, it was a very different time politically than it is now. Yet, ironically, the lyrics are kind of more relevant now than they were then. It's kind of about just, you know, holding to one's beliefs when, you know, all society around you is trying to pressure you into accepting something else. And, you know, changing what moral standards are, and just kind of the hypocrisy, you know, of everybody thinking that they're right, and, you know, trying to just hold your own in that kind of an attitude.
Oh, I know. And like you said, the political aspect nowadays is much different than it was then. I mean, now everything is so freaking politically correct, it just makes me want to scream.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's like, what happened to people having thick skins, you know?
Exactly. And you know, just respecting each other's opinions instead of trying to force it down each other's throats.
Exactly. I don't know if you guys listen to much country music or not, but there is a group out there that I really like that is from the South. They are called Moccasin Creek.
I've heard of them.
And they have two songs that I absolutely adore. And one is called Friends of All Kinds, and the other one is called Life Matters. And I think those two songs right there really speak the truth.
Yeah.
I really do. Because in Life Matters, they basically say it doesn't matter what color you are, all life matters.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and in Friends of All Kinds, you know, they say, hey, yeah, we do. We may be from the South. We may have fly a rebel flag and this and that, but you know what? We don't mean no disrespect. We still have friends of all kinds.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the way it needs to be, because, I mean, I myself, I'm a Northern girl, okay? I'm a Yankee. And I still like that rebel flag. I still like the Confederate flag, because to me it symbolizes rebellion.
Yeah, and I mean, to some people, it is their heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's something you can't change. It is what it is.
Exactly. We can't change the past and what right. The South represented that flag as back in the Civil War. You know, we can't change that. That's part of us, no matter what, you know. And to them, they were rebelling against the North.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, have to keep things in a historical context, and, you know, it doesn't mean, you know, we have to live our lives that way now. It's just that, you know, you can't change the past.
I think too many people, too many people nowadays like to look at whatever from the past through modern eyes and think that we have to erase that and we have to apologize for it or whatever, and I don't really understand that way of looking at at history, I mean, like you both said, it is what it is. It it may be beautiful, it may be ugly, but it is what it is.
And it's best to just learn from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, it's our past. I mean, yeah, the South was rebelling against the North because they didn't want to abolish slavery. And, you know, we have to take our past, our future, our present. We have to take the good, the bad, with the ugly.
Exactly.
I mean, we can't change our past, so we might as well accept it and move on. So,
exactly.
And let's see here. Getting back to your guys' music here, are you guys currently working on anything new?
Yes, we are. We have a ton of stuff that's in various stages of production. We're currently working on new tracks for next release.
Oh, that is awesome. So,
all over the scale, Sarah. I mean, all over the landscape, I should say. So, yeah, it won't sound like this first EP. It will be more all over the landscape, I think.
So, have you guys ever had an embarrassing moment while performing while you've been recording?
Not embarrassing, probably frustrating. Frustrating, like beyond words, but no, I don't think we've been embarrassed yet.
I don't think so. I mean, there's sometimes, you know, where something takes a lot of takes to get it just right, but I don't think we've had the embarrassing one yet, and I hope it stays that way.
Yeah, we never do.
Well, I guess that's the good thing about, you know, just recording new music and putting it up there on the internet. You guys can take, you know, several takes, so if you mess up, like a word or a note, you know, you can just, okay, take two.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Have a chance to polish it before we put it out there.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not perfectionists, but I mean, yeah, we like to have it where it's embarrassment free as can be. So.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So, where can people find your EP and listen to it and buy it and stream it and all that other good stuff?
Well, we're
all over.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much all over the internet. You know, you can buy the EP on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. We're on all the major streaming platforms like Spotify and SoundCloud. We're all over social media. You can join our Facebook group. Just look up Cranberry Merchants. On Twitter, we're at Cranberry Merch 2. We're also on Instagram. We try to, you know, hit as many avenues as possible.
And that's what I was just going to ask you next, where they can find you on social media.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Go to Google and just put Cranberry Merchants in quotes, and yeah, we're even a bunch more places we didn't just name. We're trying to be as all over as we can.
Oh, that is amazing. That is amazing. Well, you know, I really do wish you guys the best of luck with your YouTube video there, the Black Mariah. I really do.
Thank you.
I'm hoping that goes viral for you guys. I really am. And again, Steve, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
In fact, you know what? I think I am going to load up the Disney Happy Birthday song here, too, and play it, too, for you. For you. So, yeah. I mean, it's your birthday, right? So, we gotta have a happy birthday in there. So, we're gonna do that here. And then, we're gonna play the rest of your songs here. In fact, I'm gonna play all of them again for all the listeners, just in case they missed any of them, because I think they're awesome. So,
thank you so much.
I really do. Oh, before I let you guys go, which is your favorite?
It's hard to say because they're kind of all our babies, but I would say probably Black Mariah. You know, that's the one that we chose to put out there first because we felt it was kind of the strongest song and kind of the most unusual to put out there. So what about you, Steve?
I would agree with that. It just has, it's a unique blend of simplicity. It's, I guess, I mean, I've said it in other interviews before, it's just a grand example, a grand experiment in minimalism that worked. So, yeah, I have a special place in my heart for that one, yeah.
That is amazing. So, well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to do this interview. And it's been wonderful chatting with you guys. It really has been fun.
We've had a great time.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Oh, you are so welcome. And again, listeners can listen to this at 8 o'clock in the morning. So.
Awesome.
Awesome. So we'll go ahead and end this by playing your songs and the happy birthday song for Steve.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're listening to 502 Fallen Angel Radio. Looking to expand your brand? Searching for new customers? Do you have a new product you need to market? Take advantage of the 502 Fallen Angel Radio ad space package. No matter how big or small, your ad can be right here on our website for as little as $100 when you buy our ad space package. Just send us your ad and or the full HTML code and we'll place it right on our main webpage. Our MP3 package is the best way to get your ad on our programs. For only $40, your radio-ready MP3 commercial will be aired every 30 minutes, day and night, for 1 month. Don't have a commercial? No worries. We have you covered. We'll write you a script, then hire one of our experienced subcontracted producers to put it all together. Please contact us for a custom quote today. For more information or to purchase the 502 Fallen Angel Radio ad space or MP3 package, or both, please email us at empress200933@gmail.com, call 502-410-3305, or toll free at 888-454-0332, 260-206-0022, or even send us a fax, 502-653-4140. Fallen Angel Radio, stay connected. Listening to 502 Fallen Angel Radio.
I got it on lock.
502 Fallen Angel Radio, a great place for everyone. Kicking off every morning at 7:45 a.m. is Mystic Morning Talk Show with the one and only Mistress Angie, where you can hear the latest breaking news, call in with song requests, or just chime in with your opinions. Then, at 11 a.m., Mystic Eclectic Music Show, again with Mistress Angie. You'll hear everything from hip-hop, rap, country, oldies, classic rock, or anything your little heart desires. Our Saturday news show's lineup includes four programs from Swampman Jack, the Welcome Back Swampman Jack's Oldies Music Show at 2 p.m. EST, the Country Music Show Saturdays at 3 p.m., the Jazz Show Saturdays at 4 p.m., and the Blues Bucket Saturdays at 5 p.m. On Sundays, we have the Whiskey and Cigarettes Pop and Country Radio Show with the one and only Italian Stallion, Cowboy of the Rodeo, DJ Nick at 10 p.m. You can contact the station at 502-410-3305 by calling or texting toll-free at 888-454-0332 or even by fax at 502-653-4140. Online, you can Skype Angie at 502 Fallen Angel Radio, join the chat room at our website, 502fallenangelradio.com, or tweet her at Mistress Angie 1 or 502 Fallen Radio. Mystic Mornings Talk Show and Mystic Eclectic Music Show. Stay connected. You're listening to 502 Fallen Angel Radio. Mystic Mornings Talk Show and Mystic Eclectic Music Show with your host, Mistress Angie, brings you news from the U.S., the world, politics, sports, music, and more. Mystic Mornings Talk Show starts at 7:45 a.m. sharp, Monday through Friday, and Mystic Eclectic Music Show starts at 11 a.m. sharp. Tuesdays and Thursdays are Girl Power Days, and Fridays are TGIF Fridays. Mistress Angie welcomes your opinion, thoughts, and comments on any topic. You can call her at 502-410-3305, by calling or texting toll-free at 888-454-0332, or even by fax at 502-653-4140. Online, you can Skype her at 502 Fallen Angel Radio, join the chat room at our website, 502fallenangelradio.com, or tweet her at MistressAngie1 or 502 Fallen Radio. Mystic Mornings Talk Show and Mystic Eclectic Music Show. Stay connected. Welcome to my house. You're listening to 502 Fallen Angel Radio.
Hey everyone listening in on 502 Fallen Angel Radio, Mistress Angie here, and I want to give a huge shout out to the very talented, sassy, and sensational Betty Jo Tucker. She is the host of Movie Addict Headquarters. Movie Addict Headquarters is great for all you movie Boston addicts. Betty always has amazing guests and stars on her show. What time, you may ask? Well, Movie Addict Headquarters is on most Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Movie Addict Headquarters. And did you know that Betty Jo Tucker is a very famous and talented author? She has 4 books for sale over on Amazon.com. Betty's most recent book, Cinema Stanzas Rhyming About Movies, is only available as a Kindle ebook, and it's $3.99. Confessions of a Movie Addict is available as a Kindle ebook and as a paperback book. Ebook price $9.99. Paperback price $19.99. Susan Sarandon, a true maverick, is only available in paperback books, and it's $13.99. And finally, Betty's 4th book, It Had to Be Us, the romantic memoirs of Betty Jo and her husband that they co-wrote together underneath the pen names Harry and Elizabeth Lawrence. And this too is only available as a Kindle ebook for $5.99. These are amazing books and make great gifts for any occasion. So be sure to get all 4 and surprise your special someone with a great gift. And if you're not doing anything on Tuesday afternoons, then you can join me most Tuesdays at 4 p.m. sharp on Movie Etiquette Headquarters.
Listening to 502 Fallen Angel Radio.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy tell you in my own special way that you're extra special, so have a great day.
picture studio ever set up in the world was in the yard of my laboratory at West Orange. The building revolved to follow the sun. We dubbed it the Black Mariah.
Renaissance 3.
Fallen Angel Radio.